Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden and world leaders are participating in three emergency summits with a sober warning from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that the alliance must boost its defenses to counter Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Today, NATO leaders agreed to reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term to face a new security reality. On land, we will have substantially more forces in the eastern part of the alliance at higher readiness.
Stoltenberg, too, said the alliance is united in condemning the Kremlin's unprovoked aggression and in our support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The group of seven most industrialized countries warned after a crisis summit in Brussels Thursday against any use of weapons of mass destruction against Ukraine, noting that Russia was bound by international treaties. They also said Thursday they have no quarrel with the Russian people, stressing it was Vladimir Putin and his backers who are to blame for invading Ukraine. At the start of the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told reporters that NATO countries need to be in agreement over their response to the attack.
I think it's now up to NATO to consider together the appalling crisis in Ukraine, the appalling suffering of the people of Ukraine, and to see what more we can do to help the people of Ukraine to protect themselves, and see what more we can do to tighten the economic vice around the Putin regime.
For the latest on what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, please visit us at voanews.com. Or if it's easier, download our mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson looks to be on track for likely confirmation. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Despite at times blistering questions from Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson appears on track to become the High Court's first black female justice. Wednesday evening, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn returned to a GOP theme.
You've have an unmistakable pattern of releasing criminals with dangerous backgrounds into the community.
Jackson's response in part,
we can't release everyone. There are people who are too dangerous to release.
As Wednesday's session concluded, Committee Chairman Dick Durbin told Jackson,
your patience, dignity, and grace in the face of what was frankly some offensive treatment is a real testament to your judicial temperament.
Today will be the final day of hearings with legal experts weighing in. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A top doctor in China's pandemic fight, who came under pressure last year for questioning the country's zero COVID policy, has called again for balancing antivirus measures with maintenance of normal life as China struggles with an Omicron surge. Shanghai's infectious disease expert also said in a blog post the city's medical resources were becoming strained as cases climb. He's been called China's Fauci after U.S. disease expert Anthony Fauci. U.S. Republican leaders are showing they don't have a consensus when it comes to banning transgender athletes from competing in girls' sports. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Republican governors in two states this week vetoed legislation that would have banned transgender players from competing in girls' sports. The rejections from Utah Governor Spencer Cox and Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb show there are some fractures in the Republican Party over how to navigate gender issues. Both say the proposed bans address a problem that's virtually non-existent, and they say it distracts from a broader conservative agenda. The governors of Iowa, Florida, and South Dakota have leaned into the controversy, spurred in part by transgender swimmer Leah Thomas's NCAA victories last week in the women's division. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Repeating our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Thursday with other NATO member leaders in Brussels to seek new ways to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the invasion of Ukraine. At the start of the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told reporters that NATO countries need to be in agreement over their response to the attack on Ukraine. Britain slapped sanctions on 59 more Russian individuals and entities Thursday. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA. One more. I do my makeup in somebody else.